this morning, we were looking at the idea of friendship. And I reckon that friends are really good news. Having friends is a good thing. It's lovely to have friends. But we were thinking about who should we have as our friends? And this afternoon, we're going to listen to one sentence from the Bible, which tells us about the sort of friends that we should try and find. So here's the words. This is from a book in the Bible called Proverbs. And we're going to try and learn this together. So that as you go home, even as you go home in the car, perhaps you could have a challenge to see who can remember this the best in your family. So here are the words. It says, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Now that's not too difficult to learn, is it? That's pretty short. And some of you are very intelligent. So you can definitely do this. So let's say it together, and then maybe we'll think of a couple of things that might help us to remember it. And then we'll take it away and see if we can remember it without the words. And then we'll think about what it means. All right? So let's say it together. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Okay, that wasn't bad. I mean, we can get better than that, I think. But we won't stand up, but maybe a couple of little actions if you want to. No pressure at all. But maybe go, he who walks, well, what could we do with for wise? What do wise people look like? All right, some people are going like this. Not sure that wise people always have beards.
Wise women don't tend to have beards,
and women can be wise. I think what we'll do, because what we're going to see is that wise people are not clever people. Wise people are not the people who know everything. Wise people are people who love God. Wise people who love God and say, I want to walk God's way. So we're going to say the wise, people who love God with their hearts. So he who walks with the wise grows, and I think for grow we'll go grows wise. All right, let's try that together. He who walks with the wise grows wise. Nice. But a companion, we'll do walk again, a companion of fools. What are we going to do for fools? I think, well, now again, you see, it's interesting because it's not people who aren't very clever. To be a fool is someone who hates God. Someone who says no to God. So I think we'll go, but a companion of fools, someone who won't listen to God, a companion of fools suffers harm. And we can kind of slump down. Got it? All right, I can tell you're excited. Here we go. Let's do the whole thing, ready? He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Nice, once more, and then we're going to think about what it means. He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Nice. Very good. We'll do that again in a minute, but I want us to think about what it means. Can you see it talks about the way that we walk? Now, some of you have been on a long walk. Anyone been on a long walk this afternoon? Has anyone been on a walk that might have been more than 4K? Despite what it might have been advertised. Great. Some people have been on a long walk, but I've been looking around and I've noticed that a number of you are really good at walking. And I picked one person to help me because I thought that she was particularly excellent at walking. So I'm going to ask Alicia to come and help me. And Alicia, can you just stand at that side of the room. And I want you just to walk across the front. Everyone just watch the way that Alicia walks. Here we go. No pressure. Just a normal walk. Just walk normally. It's very difficult to walk normally when you're being asked. That's terrific. Look at that. A model of how to walk. That's brilliant. Right. Alicia, head back to that side. Can you head back over here again? That's what we don't have to watch you this. Oh, this is going to get tiring. Right. Now, here's what I want you to think about. This verse from the Bible talks about us walking. And what it means is that as we live our lives, it's like we're walking along through our lives. We're doing all sorts of things. So perhaps we're going to school, or perhaps we're going to work, or we're going to the park to play with our friends, or we're going home, or whatever it is we're doing all sorts of things, and we're walking through life. But the trouble with walking through this life is that sometimes it gets really, really hard. Really hard. Bad things happen. So I want you to imagine now that Alicia's walking along, but actually it's like it's boggy and it's hard and it's tiring. Go for it. This is exciting, isn't it? We've practiced this a lot. You'll be really glad I asked you. Great. See, it's tough, right? It's really tough. And it's a struggle. And sometimes bad things happen. And oh, it's so hard. Right, that's enough. And Alicia needs to get all the way over there because that's where home is. And Alicia needs to get home. So what Alicia needs is someone to walk with her. Because to walk on your own is really hard. And in fact, the Bible says that as Christians, we aren't supposed to walk on our own. We aren't supposed to go through life on our own. We're supposed to have people around us, friends, who can help us. But you've got to choose your friends wisely. So let's pick some, let's see what happens if Alicia decides that her friend that she wants to walk with is a man called Mr. Lazy. Okay, I'm going to be Mr. Lazy. And I'm going to be Alicia's friend. Oh, Alicia, why don't we be friends?
Oh.
My name's Mr. Lazy. I'll walk with you on this road. Come on, let's walk towards the home. Oh, this is hard. I'm so tired. What is the point of walking all that way?
You're right.
We can just stop here. In fact, yes. Let's sit down and have a picnic. Oh, that's what we'll do.
Yes.
What's the point? Who wants to even go over there?
Oh, it's very nice.
You're going to lie down and have a sleep. Right. Now, how did that go? Was I a good companion?
Yeah.
Why was I not a good friend? Because I didn't help Alicia get to where she was going. We just fell asleep. Okay. Let's try someone else. Let's not have Mr. Lazy. Let's try Mr. Grumble. Right, Mr. Grumble. Hey, Alicia, nice to meet you. My name's Mr. Grumble.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Grumble.
Well, it's not very nice to meet you, to be honest. No, dear, but since you're here, let's walk this way. I don't even know why we're going this way.
Yeah.
Someone said, and look, it's probably not even very nice. I don't even like home. I didn't even want to go there.
What are we doing then?
I don't know. It's hard, it's difficult, I'm fed up, you're annoying. Well, I'm not going to go that way, you're just annoying. You're so helpful, you just say, forget it. How did that go? Is that a good friend?
Yeah.
No. If you walk with someone who's a grumbler, it's not going to help you. Okay, let's try. Should we try someone else? Yeah, this is fun, isn't it? It's all afternoon. This time, let's try Mr. Distracted. Alright, let's see what happens with Mr. Distracted. Hey, nice to see you. What's your name?
It's Alicia. What's your name?
Oh, sorry. What's your name? Sorry?
Oh, it's Alicia.
Alicia. Good, sorry. Good, sorry. Good, school. Right, let's go. Where are we going?
Well, I thought it was that way.
Okay, great. Let's go that way. Let's go this way. Are you sure? This doesn't look fun.
Look over there. That's funny.
That looks like fun.
Let's go that way.
Was I a good friend? How did that go? No, rubbish. Right. Okay, nearly finished. Don't worry. Let's try one more. This time, let's have Mr. Wise. Let's see how Mr. Wise acts. Let's see how that goes. Hey, Alicia.
Oh, hey.
My name's Mr. Wise. It's lovely to see you. Why don't we go this way? Let's walk this. Yes, let's go.
Okay.
Now, look, I know it's hard, but let's just keep going. Let's keep our eyes fixed ahead.
Come on,
keep going.
I've got to look around here.
Yeah, I know, and it's tough, but I'll be with you. And let's do it together, and let's walk. Come on, let's keep going. Keep your eyes ahead, and we'll get there. And suddenly, we'll be home. Alicia, thank you for your outstanding acting ability. Now look, I know it's a bit silly, but I hope you can see what this verse is saying. The people that you choose to walk with, the friends that you have, will really, really change the way that you walk. And if you walk with people who do not help you, then you will find that you become, that you suffer harm. You see, that's what it says. A companion of fools suffers harm. And there's lots and lots of things around us that can make it hard. And sometimes you do find people and they're lazy. And they can make you lazy and they sort of go, oh, let's not bother with this. Let's, this is too hard. Let's just sit down here and not worry too much. You want to find people who say, no, come on, let's keep going. Let's keep pushing on. Let's keep looking ahead. There are sometimes people who are grumblers. In fact, in the Bible, one of the big sins that God's people keep falling into is grumbling. They're heading this way and then someone says, oh, this is miserable. It was much better back over there. Let's go back. We had cucumbers back over there. Let's go back there. And sometimes we find ourselves with people who are grumbling and it stops us in our journey. It hinders us. Sometimes there are people who distract us. Let me say something to those of you who are, let's say, between 12... Anyone in the age between 12 and 20? Just put your hand up. Anyone 12 to 20? Great. A few of you over there. Some of you a little bit younger can listen to this as well. But you will find, at the age you're at, that you will have lots of friends around you at school or at university or in different situations who will try and say to you, oh, don't go that way. Don't follow Jesus. Come over here and do this. That's like Mr. Distracted. They will tell you that there's much more fun over here. This is, oh, that's hard following Jesus. Come and do this. Come and do this. And this verse that we're learning from Proverbs tells us that if we're wise, then we'll look for people who are wise because we will become like them. You see, if we walk with people who are distracted, then we will become distracted. And perhaps even for some of us in this room, we find ourselves in that place today. That we have people around us, lots of our friends are telling us, oh, don't worry about that, don't bother with that. And we find ourselves walking away from Jesus because it seems too hard. And that's what this verse is warning us. But the good news is that when you find someone who is wise, who loves God, they can really help you to love God. They can really help you to love God. So the question is, where are you going to find someone wise? Where are you going to find someone who you could walk with who will help you? What'd you say? Do you want to come and do this talk? That was an excellent answer. That's exactly right. If you want to find the wise person to walk with, the wisest person who has ever lived is Jesus. Because Jesus is the man who always loved God with all of his heart. Jesus is the man who was never lazy. He never sat down in a heap and said, oh, I can't be bothered anymore. I'm just going to watch YouTube. Jesus was never lazy. And neither was Jesus a grumbler. He didn't moan about everything and say, oh, this is so rubbish and miserable and I'm fed up. Jesus didn't grumble. He kept his eyes on the future. And Jesus wasn't distracted. Even when he was offered all sorts of things, Jesus said, no, I know the road I must walk and I'm going to walk that road. Jesus is the wise one. And so we need to learn to walk with Jesus. Here's a really cool thing. Jesus wants to walk with you. He wants to be your friend and to walk on the journey with you. And you may say, but I can't see him. Yeah, but we can get to know him as we listen to what he says to us in the Bible. And as we learn to walk with him. And as we say sorry to him, he says, I forgive you. I love you. Jesus is the one who's so, so kind. Even the one who went to die on a cross for you. He's a good, good friend. He's a better friend than those who would distract you or take you away. And we learn to trust him. So the wise person will learn to walk with Jesus, the wise man. But it's not just Jesus. There are other wise people that we can walk with. In fact, in this room, unbelievably, there are wise people. Yes. Can you spot them? Yeah. Great. That's a terrific answer. There are wise people who love God. And our job as Christians, the best thing we can do is say, who are the people that I could walk with? Who are the people that I could learn from? Who are the people who are wise that I could walk along the road with? And we look for wise people and we choose them and we ask them to walk with us. And they will help us. Here's some hints if you're not sure about how to do that. I'm speaking now a little bit to some of the older, not older, older, but not the children at this point. Well, maybe. Whatever. Do whatever you want. My experience is that wise people in a church, again, I don't know this church. I'm just saying things. My experience is that wise people at the church tend to be at the prayer meeting. It tends to be a place where you will find wise people. And my big, big encouragement to you is if you want to walk wise, go and walk with the people who pray. Go and walk with the people who are there praying. And most of the things I've learned about how to pray have been by being at the prayer meeting. I remember an old man called Ron Pierce. Stunning, stunning old man. He was just wise. And he would stand up to pray, and he always wore a suit and a tie, and he'd stand and he'd pray a prayer. And I learned to pray by listening to Ron Pierce pray. I walked with him. I was never really very close friends with him. I never went out for a coffee with him. He never invited me to his birthday party. We weren't friends, but we were friends because we walked together. Now, Ron Pierce has reached his final destination. He's died and he's gone home to be with Jesus. But I walked with him for a few years and it was precious. And I want to say to you, as a church, that's where you find people to walk with. Now, I know that some people can't make it to the prayer meeting. Okay, well, look for others, look for ways, look for people that you can walk with. Because that's how we become wise. And children, I want to encourage you. It's great to have friends who are your own age, but it's really good to get to know other people too. It's really good to get to know people who can help you and ask. You can ask questions. It may be that your mum and dad are really wise. I know that might be hard to believe sometimes, but often our mum and dad can really help us when we're struggling, and God has given us our mum and dad so we can walk together. So the one who's wise walks with the wise and grows to be wise. And I want to encourage you, want to be wise, to grow to be wise, so that you can then be wise to others. So look, wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, I want to encourage you, find wise people to walk with. And then as you grow in wisdom, look for others that you can carry along the journey with you. You see, reality is that there's only one person in this room who doesn't have anyone older than them. Only one person. I don't know who that is. I'm not going to guess. That's a fool's game. But actually, in a church family, there's always people that you can look up to, whether in age or in experience. And if you are older, look around you. Who could you get alongside? Who can you encourage? You see, friendship is not just about me having mates who are like me. Friendship is about learning to look around and see who can I walk with. So here's this sentence. And as we leave today, I want to encourage you to think, who are your friends? Are you going to walk with Jesus? And are you going to walk with those who are like Jesus? Because if you walk with the wise, you grow wise. But if you are a companion of fools, those who refuse to listen to God, they will take you away and you will come to harm. And so as we finish our day, I'd love us to think together about who we want to walk with and who we want to help. So let's say our verse together again. We'll say it once with it on the screen, and then we're going to take it off and see if we can do it without. You ready? He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Okay, let's take it off the screen. Okay, you ready? Can you remember it? He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Great. Why don't you see if in the car on the way home, you can remember that and see if you can talk about who you want to walk with as you walk with Jesus.